Hallelujah, 大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to everyone.
今天晚上一起来学习的题目是依神的意思来忧愁。
And tonight I would like to use the topic of godly sorrow to share with everyone.
忧愁是人的感情的表现之一。
Sorrow is an emotion and expression of human beings.
就好像开心一样。
Just like happiness.
有开心就有忧愁。
That when you, there's happiness and there's also sorrowness.
我们比较喜欢过开心的日子。
And we like to have our life that's happy.
但是人生也难免会遇到忧愁。
But in our life, we will encounter sorrow.
有时候会流眼泪。
And sometimes we will shed tears.
或是至少会很不开心。
Or we will become unhappy.
每个人不开心的原因不太一样。
And the reasons for our unhappiness is different.
小孩子可能为了一个冰淇淋丢在地上，他就哭了。
And the children may cry because they dropped their ice cream on the ground.
青少年人可能失恋了，就会忧愁。
And the teenagers, maybe they run into relationship problems, then they will become sorrow.
成年人的世界可能生意失败，或者是遇到财务危机，他也会很忧愁。
And for adults, when they have faced problems in their career or financially, they will become sorrow.
老年人可能因为所爱的老伴离开了，那可能也会忧愁。
And for the seniors, maybe their spouse has passed away and they become sorrow.
每个人都有自己忧愁的原因。
And everyone has their own reasons for being sorrow.
我们知道太忧愁心情太忧闷了，对自己是不好的。
And we know that being too sorrowful is bad for us.
所以如果我们是心里忧愁的话，我们要祷告。
So if we do feel sorrowful, then we have to pray.
要求主耶稣担待我们的担子。
We have to ask Lord Jesus to help carry this burden.
把我们忧愁的心情变成喜乐。
So to turn our sorrowful to turn our sorrow to happiness.
但是圣经中所记载的有一种忧愁是好的。
But in the Bible records there is one kind of sorrow that's good.
是必须要的。是 necessary 的。
Sorry, it's necessary.
也是对我们信仰有帮助的。
And it's beneficial to our faith.
这种忧愁叫做依着神的意思来忧愁。
And this type of sorrow is godly sorrow.
我们看哥林多后书第七章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
第八节。
Verse 8.
哥林多后书七章第八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 8.
七章的八节。
Chapter 7 verse 8.
我先前写信叫你们忧愁，我后来虽然懊悔，如今却不懊悔。因为我知道那信叫你们忧愁不过是暂时的。
Verse 8. For even if I made you sorry with my letter, I do not regret it. Though I did regret it, for I perceive that the same episode made you sorry, though only for a while.
如今我欢喜不是因你们忧愁，是因你们从忧愁中生出懊悔来。你们依着神的意思忧愁，凡事这不至于因我们受亏损。
Verse 9. Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance. For you were made sorry in a godly manner, that you might suffer loss from us in nothing.
因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
10. For godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death.
这里说有两种忧愁
Here describes two kinds of sorrow.
一种忧愁就是世界的忧愁。
The first one sorrow is the sorrow from the world.
你常常烦恼生活的事情。
That you're constantly you're having trouble with your life.
烦恼钱不够
You always face that you
烦恼问题解决不了
That you face a lot of things that you cannot solve that or financially.
这种忧愁会叫人死的。
And these kind of sorrow will produce his death.
但是有另外一种忧愁是好的。
And there's another type of sorrow that's good.
是按着神的意思来忧愁。
It's according to God's will to be sorrow.
什么就是按着神的意思来忧愁的
What does it mean to be according to his will?
本来神不忧愁的。
That originally God's not sorrow.
神在天上，神在荣光当中，有什么好忧愁的呢
？God's in heavens and he lives in his glory. Why would he feel sorrow?
但是当他自从造了人之后
，But after he created humans,
人犯了罪之后
，After humans sinned,
就带给神很多的忧愁。
Then he brought much sorrow to God.
因为人常常不听神的话
，Because humans do not listen to God's word.
常常让人家很失望。
That creates disappointment.
你可以想象一下，你年轻的时候，你有多大的忧愁呢
If you think about it, when you're young, how much sorrow did you have?
顶多是担心考试成绩不好，心情差一点而已。
And at most, maybe you're just not in a good mood, or you're worrying about your test.
但是有一天你当了父母。
But one day, if you become a parent,
你的孩子越长大越不听话。
And that your children grew up, but they become disobedient.
或者是做了一些让你很失望的事情。
Or maybe they did things that disappoint you.
这种忧愁啊，是没人可以跟你分担的。
And these kind of sorrows cannot be shared with anyone else.
神本来是没有忧愁。
Originally, God does not have any sorrow.
但是因为人离开了神的道，神就让神忧愁了。
But humans would left the way, so that's why he created sorrow in God.
所以我们的信仰上，如果我们忧愁的事情是跟神忧愁的一样的话
，So in our faith, if our sorrow is the same as God's sorrow,
你的信仰会进步。
Then our faith will improve.
如果你的忧愁跟神的所忧愁的不一样呢？
But if your sorrow is different than godly sorrow,
那可能你的信仰就有问题了。
Maybe there's a problem with your faith.
为什么神会忧愁啊？
Why would God feel sorrow?
其实圣灵啊，常常会为我们担忧。
Actually, oftentimes Holy Spirit worries for us.
我们看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
神的忧愁啊，就是圣灵的忧愁。
God's sorrow, it's the Holy Spirit's sorrow.
以弗所书第四章第三十节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
这里说我们信神的人呢，神的灵在我们里面。
Here it talks about that we are the believers and God's Spirit is in us.
神是愿意住在我们的心里。
God is willing to live in our hearts.
跟我们很接近。
That's close to us.
但是因为很接近，所以就了解我们心里的想法。
Because he's so close to us, so he can understand what we're thinking.
也知道我们的行为。
It knows our behaviors.
那如果我们的行为啊是不合乎道理的。
So if our behavior is not according to the truth.
我们硬心不悔改。
That our hearts become hardened and we do not repent.
甚至犯罪得罪神。
Or if we sin and sin against God.
那神的灵在里面呢，就很伤心了。
Then the spirit in us will grieve.
你可以想象，如果你是父母。
So if you imagine that you're a parent.
孩子每天呢，该读书不读书。
That the children supposed to be studying, but they don't.
学校打电话来说都没有去学校。
And the school calls and telling you that
he doesn't go to school. 到底我孩子跑去哪里啊？
Then you're starting to worry that where did your children went?
然后呢？下课了，哇，很久都不回来。
And after school, for a long time, they don't come home.
又回来了，哦，带一些不三不四的朋友回来，开 party 啊，抽烟啊，喝酒啊，赌博啊。
And when they do come home, they bring their friends that do not have a good conduct.
或者是拿了钱了，书包丢了，拿了钱了又出去了。
Or if they just drop their backpack and they just grab the money and went out again.
你找不到他了。
And you cannot find him.
他需要的时候他来找你。
And when he's in need, then he will find you.
或者是有电话来了，警察局打来了。
Or when the phone call comes, it's actually from the police.
你孩子又犯事情了。
Then that your kid committed something again.
我觉得这种父母生不如死啊，那种心情啊，真的是太痛苦了。
And for parents like these, it's very hard on them.
其实啊，神的心呢就是这样。
So God's heart is also the same.
所以什么叫做神的按神的意思的忧愁呢
？So what does it mean of godly sorrow?
就是神会为人的罪、人的离开他而很伤心。
That he will become sorrow because humans sinned and they left his way.
我们看创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
创世纪第六章。
Genesis chapter 6,
第五节
verse 8.
创世纪第六章的第五节
Genesis chapter 6, verse 8.
六章的五节
Oh, sorry, verse 5.
耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
Verse 5. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
然后呢，神呢就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。
Then God was sorry that he had made man on the earth and he was grieved in his heart.
从亚当到这个时候马土沙拉死了大概就才几百年而已才不到一千年。
So from Adam to Methuselah, it's only a few thousand years.
可能这一千年多一点而已。
So it's only a bit more than 1,000 years.
但是呢，人在地上变得很坏。
But humans, when they become very evil on the earth.
本来是一个人得罪神，就是亚当夏娃。
At first, it's only one person sinned.
但是到这个马土沙拉到挪亚的时代啊，差不多整个地上每一个人都是罪人，都是反对神的。
Originally, it's only Adam and Eve that sinned, but by the time of Noah and Methuselah, everyone was sinning against God.
你可以想象，如果你有生十个孩子，十个都很坏的，那你真的是生不如死。
So, for example, if you have 10 sons and they are all evil, then you will wish that you were dead.
如果你十个孩子有一个很坏，你都已经很担心了。
If you have ten kids, only one of them is evil, you already become worried.
十个都很坏的，你那种忧伤，那种生气啊，是非常大。
And if 10 children, all they're evil, then you will become very sad and you will become angry.
那你怎么知道当时的人罪恶很大呢？你怎么知道当时的人罪恶很大
？And how do we know that the people at that time were evil?
这里用一句话。
And here use one word.
终日所想的都是恶。
That all their thoughts, all every intent of the thoughts,
人的思想决定他的行为。
That the thoughts of man of determines his conduct.
思想不好，行为就不好。
And if their thinking is bad, then their conduct is bad.
当时是很上古的年代，没有什么科技，没有什么文明。
And at that time, it's still ancient world. They do not have much technology.
但是只要人有罪性，结果都一样。
But as long as humans they have a sinful nature, they all the same.
整天想的都是罪。
All they think about is sins.
什么罪呢？
What kind of sins?
第一节就可以看得到。
You can see it from verse 1.
都是男女之间淫乱的罪。
It's the relationship between men and women, the immorality, sexual immorality.
这里说神的孩子们看到人的女子们的美貌，就随意挑选，垂怜爱泣。
And here says that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that and they took wives for themselves of whom they choose.
神的孩子们呢，应该是那些有信仰的，那个赛特的后代。
And the sons of men they should have faith and they're the descendants of Seth.
人的女子们呢，就是没有信仰的，那些该隐的后代。
And the daughters of men they're the ones without faith, they're the descendants of Cain.
但是人的孩子没神的孩子有信仰的，只要一娶了没有信仰的，他们也变成没有信仰了。
But the sons of God if they marry the daughters of men, even if they have faith, but after they marry them, they won't have faith anymore.
然后呢，心中啊，整天都想淫乱的事。
And every day, what they were thinking about will be sexual immorality.
啊，所以呢，神就很伤心了。
So God became sorrow.
啊，我们今天也是活在同样的时代。
And today we live in the same the same kind of world.
现在这个世界非常的淫乱。
And that the world right now.It's filled with sexual morality.
如果挪亚那个时代很淫乱，今天那个时代就更不用讲了。
And if the Noah generation is like that, then today is also the same.
啊，社会的那种男女的那个乱交啊。
And in the society, you see the relationship between men and women.
啊，同性恋也很多。
And there is a lot of homosexuals.
哦，这个社会大家看来是自由的，觉得这个是人权。
And it seems that the society it's free, that it's human freedom.
比如你喜欢看什么就可以看什么啊，这是世界告诉你的。
And if you like something, then you can look at something. That's what the world tells you.
以前的人要看不好的，还要偷偷去那个租录影带的地方哦，看看到处有没有人，然后就赶快进去，租一租就赶快跑回家。
And people in the past, they want to see inappropriate things. They have to sneak into.Sneak into places to see it for themselves.
啊，买那些不好的杂志啊，还要跑到便利商店里面偷偷的买。
Or they, if they want to purchase inappropriate magazines, they have to sneak into the store to buy it.
要看也不方便，因为找个电视啊，父母看见怎么办
？And even if they want to watch it, it's not convenient what the parents see.
现在年轻人根本就不用这样的，随时一个手机什么都看得到。
And now the youth right now they don't need to worry about those because they have the phone.
你看了什么，你的心就想什么。
And whatever you watch, that's what you will be thinking about.
还有啊，因为现在网络的发达，所以那些年轻人要淫乱了，要找对象淫乱了，非常的方便，按一按就找到人了。
And now the internet is so advanced, so it makes it very easy to use technologies to look for uh, to, to to commit sexual immorality.
前几个礼拜有一个大新闻啊，就是有一个叫人家婚外情啊，偷情的网站。
And just a few weeks ago, there was a big news, and it was a website that encourages
people affair.
Extramarital affairs.
那些人呢要上网登记的。
And those people who sign up for the website.
结果很多人几百万人上去登记，就是要找淫乱的对象。
And few millions of people they sign up and because they want to look for.
那个黑客啊，进去里面呢、啊，偷了很多资料，把它上网把它公开了。
I want to look for affairs, but the hackers hacked in and then they revealed the list of all the registers.
听说啊，多伦多有两个人呢，因为他的名字被公开了，还自杀死。
And it says that there were two men that live in Toronto. They were revealed, so and they even committed suicide.
这个世界就是那么淫乱。
And that's how.
如果你的思想终日都是淫乱的，神就很伤心。
And that's how the world is so sexually immoral. And if all you're thinking about is sexual immorality, that's what you would do.
神在里面好像流眼泪，你知不知道？
And God's shedding tears in you. Do you know?
我的儿女本来是很圣洁的，为什么变成这样子？
That my children, they were holy, they were pure originally. Why did they become like this?
你有神的按神的意思要求，你看到社会的新闻哦，你会觉得哎呀，真的很伤心。这个世界为什么变成这样子？
So if you have godly sorrow, then you will feel sorrow that why this world turned into this.
所以这个是神的心，我们也要有神的心。
So that's God's heart, that we should have God's heart.
常常有一些年轻人呢，因为在世界上遇到很多的引诱。
And oftentimes, a lot of youth, they face a lot of temptations in the society.
他们真的是不小心呢，做了对不起神的事。
And that it was pure accident that they committed sins against God.
后来都非常的伤心。
And then afterwards, they really regretted it.
就好像大卫，他犯了奸淫，得罪了神。
Just like David, he committed adultery.
他的心也非常的伤心。
That is his heart, he was in sorrow.
他怎么会一时忍不住，不小心犯了罪得罪神呢？
That why would he commit sins against God?
所以他就向神悲伤痛悔。
So he was praying to God and he was sorrow.
所以一神的意思忧愁啊，除了为别人的罪忧愁之外
，So God being sorrow according to God's will，
还要为自己的罪来忧愁。
Now what's not only being sorrow for others, feels sorrow for others, you have to feel sorry for yourself.
我们看哥林多后书的第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
第七章啊，哥林多后书第七章。
Sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
第七章的十一节。
Chapter 7, verse 11.
你看，你们依着神的意思忧愁，从此就生出何等的殷勤、自恕、自恨、恐惧、想念、日信、责罚，在这些事上，你们都表明自己是洁净的。
11. For observe this very thing, that you sorrow in a godly manner. What diligence is it produce in you? What clearing of yourselves? What indignation? What fear? What vehement desire? What zeal? What vindication? In all things you prove yourselves to be clear in this matter.
这个是一个过程。
This is a process.
每个人都会做错。
Everyone will commit mistakes.
有可能做错，有一次是大错，有一次是小错。
It may be big mistake or small mistakes.
但是问题是，你到底错了有没有忧愁
？But the problem is when you commit a mistake, do you feel sorrow?
有一些人呢，不会为他自己的错了忧愁。
Some people they would not feel sorrow for their mistakes.
他会为自己找借口。
They will find excuses for themselves.
别人引诱我的。
That other people tempt me.
或者是环境影响我的。
Or the environment influenced me.
但是呢，这种人呢，如果不能够为自己忧愁的话，就没有救了。
But this type of people, if they don't feel sorrow for themselves, then become hopeless.
但是如果我们犯了一个错误
，But so if we made a mistake,
我们会为自己的错误来忧愁。
That we will feel sorrow for our own mistake.
这个证明你还有一点点机会可以得救。
That shows that you still have a chance to be saved.
因为你按照神的意思忧愁了，这里说生出何等的殷勤。
So here says that if you sorrow in a godly manner, then you what?Then you will produce diligence.
因为你觉得以前那么懒惰，怎么可以呢？现在要殷勤一点。
Then you will think that you were lazy in the past, so right now you have to be more diligent.
信仰的堕落都是从懒惰开始的。
And the fault of faith usually starts with lazy.
懒惰祷告。
That too lazy to pray.
整天上网。
That you're web surfing all day.
闲钱没事做，看那些不好的，当然就容易犯罪啊。
And that you always watch inappropriate things, of course you will commit sins.
遥控不好，祷告没有圣灵充满，怎么克服试探呢？
And when you have time and you don't pray, how can you overcome temptation?
我以前太懒了。
That I was lazy in the past.
如果能够自己告诉自己，我就是以前太懒了，所以心想那么软弱，那还有救。
So if you can tell yourself that because you were lazy in the past, and then you have a chance to be saved.
第二就是自述。
And second, it's a clearing of yourself.
就是有点自己控诉自己，哎呀，你以前怎么可以这样子？
And which means it's telling yourself, blaming yourself why you made a mistake.
我们都很容易去控诉别人。
It's easier for us to rebuke others.
但是我们很少控诉自己。
However, we never say the same thing for ourselves.
按照神的意思要求啊，就是常常都会自述，就是自己责备自己，自己觉得自己不好。
So if we sorrow in a godly manner, then we will constantly remind ourselves that what we're doing is wrong.
这里说自恨。
And here says indignation.
很讨厌过去的自己。很讨厌过去的自己。
Hating your past self.
有时候我们如果真的是回转过一张神之后啊，看看过去自己啊，真的会觉得自己以前很讨厌。
And it's true that after we turn back to God and look back in our past, then we will really hate ourselves.
怎么那么骄傲？
That why we become so proud?
怎么那么硬心？
Why were our hearts so hard?
怎么那么污秽？
Why were you so filthy?
这种人还能得救吗？
Can these kind of people still be saved?
这种人神会要吗？
Well, God still wants these kind of people.
自己恨过去的自己。
That's hating your own past self.
再来呢，恐惧。
And then fear.
哇。我以前这样子，我再不改的话，神的审判来了，怎么站立得住？
And that you will fear that if you don't change yourself, when God comes again, how can I be saved?
索多玛、俄摩拉，神用硫磺烈火来给他们烧灭。
And Sodom and Gomorrah, God destroyed with fire.
挪亚时代，
and
神用洪水把所有的罪人都烧灭掉。
And the generation of Noah, God used the flood to destroy humans.
再不悔改。
So if you don't go repent,
你只有恐惧啊。
Then you have this fear.
就会想念了。
Then you will have this vehement desire.
啊，想念亲近神啊。
That you want to draw closer to God.
然后热心啊。
And you have zeal.
然后自己责备自己啊。
That you will have vindication in yourself.
经过这种过程之后，你才是表明自己是洁净的了。
And after all these things, then you prove yourself to be clear.
啊，所以这个就是一个过程。
So this is a process.
按照神的意思忧愁。
That sorrow in godly manner.
我认识有一个姐妹。
I know the sister.
她每次讲到她的婚姻呢，她都跟我诉苦。
And every time she talks about her marriage, she would tell me her difficulties.
她怎么说呢？
What did she say?
她常都说，哎呀，跟我分享六章的十四节。
She would share chapter 6, verse 14.
六章的十四节，哥林多后书六章十四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14。
你们与不信的原不相配，不要同负一轭。
Do not be equally yoked together with unbelievers。
啊，义与不义有什么相通呢？光明黑暗有什么相通呢？基督和比勒有什么相合呢？信主和不信主有什么相干呢？
For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness, and what communion has light with darkness, and what accord has Christ with Belial, for what part has believer with an unbeliever?
她也讲到她的婚姻呢，就跟我分享这一节。
And then when she talks about her marriage, then she shared this verse with me.
年轻的时候没有人教她这些道理。
That when she was young, no one taught her this verse.
教会当时也没有很强调要信与不信呢不相配的这个道理。
And the church at that time did not emphasize this, that do not be equally yoked together with unbelievers.
在外面认识人啊，谈得来，那就结婚了。
That she met someone that she likes outside of church, and then she got married.
但是呢，结婚之后才发觉，原来观念不一样，生活在一起是很痛苦的事情。
But after marriage, she realized that her values are different, then becomes very difficult to live together.
那信徒啊，如果婚姻有问题，还可以两个人坐下来看圣经怎么讲，我们还可以按照神的话语去做。
And if marriage between two believers, you can still sit down and be encouraged by God, by the scriptures.
配偶如果信仰不一样，你跟他讲圣经就没办法讲。
And if your spouse is not a believer, if you talk about Bible with him or her, then he will not understand.
很多东西也没有办法分享。
Many things you cannot share.
有忧愁的时候也没有办法分担。
When you feel sorrow, you cannot share the burden.
有时候在信仰上真的是受了很多的苦。
That in faith really face a lot of difficulties.
所以他常常在分享，真的是神的话真的是对的。
So she often shared that God's words are true.
所以我们今天也是一样。
So it's the same for us today.
我们常常要问神的里面的圣灵，你在为我忧愁吗？
So we need to ask ourselves often, the Holy Spirit inside us, is he grieving for us?
当你被圣灵充满的时候，
When you're full of the Holy Spirit,
有时候你会用神的角度来看你自己现在的行为。
That sometimes you will stand in God's perspective and examine your own conduct right now.
我这个暑假就接触了两个青年神学训练班。
And this summer, I assisted in two youth theological seminars.
一个在美国。
One was in the States.
一个在英国。
One was in UK.
那些年轻人都很用心的去教会的神学班来学习道理。
And all the youth, they're really diligent in learning God's truth, God's words.
还有神学班里面很认真的祷告。
And they were really diligent in their prayers.
到神学班祷告进入了一定的状态之后差不多一半之后。
And after they started the theological seminar, went about halfway.
他们每次祷告都很认真，都很专心。
Then they all became very concentrated in every prayer.
在帮他们祷告按手的时候，发觉很多年轻人在哭。
And when I was laying my hands on their heads, I found that a lot of youth they were crying.
祷告的时候眼泪一直流。
That they kept shedding tears.
要一个年轻人这样流眼泪，根本是不容易的。
That it's not easy for youth to shed tears.
因为现在的年轻人都表面都很刚强。
Because the youth nowadays they seem strong on the outside.
很有自我。
That they're focused on individualism.
都穿得很漂亮，头发也有很自信，表面最好的一面给他的同期来看。
That they all seem really confident in themselves.
但是来到神面前的那些年轻人。
But the youth that came before God.
当他被圣灵感动。
When they're touched by the Holy Spirit.
祷告很深入的时候。
That when they're really deep into their prayers,
很多祷告的时候都流眼泪。
Many times they shed their tears.
就问他们为什么这样。
Then I ask why.
叫他们写功课，讲自己的感想。
Then I ask them to do homework and to have the reflections.
很多都写说，我过去太对不起神。
And many says that in the past I really wronged God.
做了很多对不起神的事情。
They did many things that做了很多 wrong in God's eyes,
也对父母不起的事情
and then many things that are wrong in many wrong things to their parents
做了很多让教会失望的事情
then many things that disappoint the church
来教会一个人背后另外一个人
when they come to church they're one person when they're outside they're a different kind of person
跪在神面前哭了控制不了自己
so many shed tears they cannot control themselves before God
然后立志改变
And they made a determination to change.
要过神喜悦的生活。
Want to live a life that's pleasing in God's eyes.
这种按照神的意思来忧愁了，才有个救。
So these kind of sorrow in godly manner, then that they have hope.
如果连为自己哭的能力都没有了，那没有救了。
If you don't have the ability to cry for yourself, then it's truly become hopeless.
所以我们要为自己的软弱在神面前忧愁。
So we have to.Feel sorrow for our own weakness.
那我们也要为我们的儿女的信仰来忧愁。
Then we also have to feel sorrow for our children's faith.
我们看路加二十三章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 23.
路加二十三章。
Luke chapter 23.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
路加福音二十三章十七节。
Luke chapter 23, verse 27.
有许多百姓跟随耶稣，内中有好些妇女，妇女们为他哭嚎痛哭。二十八节。
28.
耶稣转身对他们说：“耶路撒冷的女子，不要为我哭，但为自己和自己的儿女哭。
27. And a great multitude of the people followed him, and women who also mourned and lamented him. 28. But Jesus turning to them said.Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children.
这里圣经说，主耶稣被钉十字架的时候。
And here says that When Jesus was being crucified,
很多妇女啊为主耶稣来大大的哭啊。
Many daughters of Jerusalem cried for Jesus. Wept for Jesus.
那主耶稣跟他们说。
But Jesus said to them.
主耶稣在钉在十字架上面跟他们这样说的。
When Jesus was nailed on the cross, he said to them.
然后就说不要为我哭了。
That do not weep for me.
要为谁哭呢？
Who should you weep for?
为你自己还有你的儿女来哭了。
Weep for yourselves and for your children.
主耶稣这番话值得我们思考。
These words from Jesus, that is to allow us to contemplate.
妇女们为耶稣哭是很可以理解，因为她们很有感情，看主耶稣在受苦。
That it's understandable that these women, the daughters of Jerusalem, are weeping for Jesus.
但是主耶稣很快就会复活了。
But Lord Jesus will soon resurrect.
主耶稣会升天。
God will ascend to heaven.
会进到荣耀里面。
God will enter into glory.
所以基本上你不需要太为主耶稣来哭了。
So, technically, we do not need to mourn for Jesus.
因为主耶稣进入死就是为了得荣耀。
Because when Jesus dies, because then he will receive glory.
但是主耶稣却说，你要为自己跟你的女儿来哭一哭了。
But Jesus says that you have to weep for yourselves and your children.
为你自己当然就是为你自己的罪。
For yourselves refers to your sins.
为你自己的儿女就是为你自己儿女的信仰。
And for your children, that refers to your children's faith.
为你儿女的下一代。
For your children's next generation.
因为有一天呢，耶路撒冷要被毁灭了。
Because one day Jerusalem will be destroyed.
到时候啊，景况就会非常的惨烈。
And by that time, the situation will become worsened.
所以你要想想你的下一代要面对什么。
So we have to think about what our next generations will face.
自己那一代就算了。
And it's already enough for our own generation.
但你想想你的下一代要面对什么。
Imagine what your next generation will face.
如果你今天不为自己的儿女的信仰来担心。
And today, if you're not worried for your own children's faith.
以后他长大了你才为他担心这是没有用的。
When they grow up and then you worry for their faith, then that becomes useless.
很多弟兄姐妹都忽略了这一点。
Many brothers and sisters, they neglected this point.
青少年父母孩子小的时候，青少年的时候呢，因为自己很忙。
When the children were young and the parents themselves, they were really busy.
没有空顾儿女。
That they did not have time to take care of the children.
更没有空顾他们的信仰。
And they did not have time to take care of their own faith.
把他们带来教会就以为尽了责任了。
And when they brought them to the church, they think they already fulfilled their responsibility.
结果孩子长大了，反而离开教会。
Yeah, when the children grew up, they left the church.
长大了，一个定型了，你才为他哭，那就是没有用了。
And when they grew up, they already set, then you cry for them.
孩子很小的时候，我们就常常担心，哇，这孩子这个信仰这样下去可以吗？
So when the children are young, then you need to constantly be worried for them.
我用这样的方法来教他。是合乎神的旨意吗？
That the method I'm teaching my children is according to God's will.
我会不会太宠他？
According to God's instruction, am I spoiling him?
会不会看重世界，没有看重信仰？
Am I focusing too much on the world and not the faith?
因为我们儿女那一代、下一代，甚至于下一代所面对的社会啊，跟我们的现在的不一样。
And our children's generation or the next the generation after, the things they will face are different.
除非他们有更坚定的信心，不然的话，很少人会站立得住。
And unless they have have strong faith, then it's not very few people will be able to stand firm.
这像主耶稣的话，你要常常为你儿女的信仰担心啊。
So just like Jesus' words here, that you have to worry for your children.
这就是英国有一个弟兄啊，跟我见证。
And this time I went to UK and a brother testified to me.
他有一个儿子。
And he has a son.
从小就很反叛。
And since young, he was really rebellious.
都不爱读书。
Did not like to study.
常常逃学。
Always ran away from school.
后来也开始了不来教会。
And later on, he does not come to church.
整整不来教会有十年。
Stopped coming to church for 10 years.
那个父母每天都为他很担心。
As parents, they will worry for him every day.
但是父母也知道孩子现在长大了，也没有办法逼他。
But the parents also know that the child has grew up, you cannot force him.
以前没有培养，现在培养，现在要逼他来不及了。
That you did not cultivate or take care of him when he was young, it can't do that now.
但是这对夫妻不放弃。
But this couple, they did not give up their hope.
每天两夫妻跪在神的面前。
Every day they knelt before God.
都不晓得为这个儿子流了多少的眼泪。
They don't even know how much tears they shed for this child.
他跟神说。
He said to God,
求你不要丢弃我的儿子。
That do not give out on my son.
求你给他悔改的机会。
Please give him a chance to repent.
一直为他流眼泪。
And continue to shed tears for him.
过了整整十年之后。
And after more than 10 years.
有一天呢，有一个机会来了。
And one day there was a chance.
因为这个年轻弟兄的一个叔叔啊，病得很严重。
And that this young man that his uncle he was really sick.
那个爸爸就告诉这个儿子啊。
And the father told the son.
你去看你的叔叔，他快死了。
Go check out on your uncle that he's about to pass away.
你有空要多抽时间去看他。
And if you have time.You have to go see him often.
那个儿子也听话说好，那我去看叔叔。
And the son listened and really obedient, said that I will go see the uncle.
就医院看这个叔叔的时候。
So when he went to the hospital to see his uncle,
这个叔叔抓住这个年轻人的手。
And the uncle hold on to his hand.
就跟他讲，这就用他很微弱的声音。
And told him using his weak voice.
跟他讲一句话。
Told him a few words.
你要回到教会。
You have to come back to church.
就是讲这句话。
He only said these words.
这句话可能以前父母都讲过。
And these words probably said by his parents before.
可能父母也很久没有讲了，也不太想讲。
And many of the parents haven't said that to him in a while, did not want to say it anymore.
现在是从一个快要离世的这个 uncle 的口中讲出来。
And now he's hearing it from this dying uncle.
就好像神跟他讲话的感觉。
And as if God is speaking to me.
所以他说好吧，那我回去教会聚会。
Then he said, "Okay, I'll return back to church."
就是那一次他回来教会。
And just after that time, he came back to church.
刚好就是灵恩会。
And it happened to be spiritual convocation.
刚好就出来祷告。
And he came out to pray.
刚好就得了圣灵。
Then he received the Holy Spirit.
眼泪一直流。
Then he shed a lot of tears.
好像浪子回头。
And a prodigal son.
从那一天开始，他就回到神的面前。
And from that day on, he came back to the Lord.
就是那么简单。
It was that easy.
神要动工就很简单。
If God wants to work, it becomes very easy.
但是神动工之前，这对夫妻祷告了十年。
But before God performed his work, the son's parents prayed for 10 years.
在神面前流了很多眼泪。
They shed many tears before God.
感谢神，神没有丢弃他的儿子。
And thank God that God did not give up on his sons.
所以我们要常常为我们的儿女的信仰来祷告。
So we need to pray for our children's faith.
只要他们还活着
，as long as they're alive,
还有机会
，there's a chance.
神不丢弃别人，神不丢弃罪人。
God will not give up on sinners.
所以我们要常常要为儿女的信仰来哭啊，来祷告。
So we need to weep for our children's faith and to pray for them.
那我们也常常为耶路撒冷来忧愁。
That we have to feel sorrow for Jerusalem.
我们看尼希米记。
Let's turn to Nehemiah.
第一章
Chapter 1.
尼希米记的第一章
Nehemiah Chapter 1.
我们看第三节 第二节尼希米记一章二节
Nehemiah Chapter 1.
那时 Verse 2.
Verse
第一章第二节
Chapter 1, verse 2.
那时有一个弟兄哈纳尼同几个人从犹大来，我问他们那些被掳归回剩下徒脱的犹太人和耶路撒冷的光景。他们对我说，那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭大难，受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
Verse 2. Then Hanani, one of my brethren, came with men from Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped.Who has survived the captivity and concerning Jerusalem? 3. And they said to me, The survivors who are left from the captivity in the province are there in great distress and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem is also broken down, and its gates are burned with fire.
尼希米啊，这个时候啊，是在这个波斯国当大官。
And at that time, Nehemiah, he was a high official in Persia.
他的工作也很轻松。
And his works is actually very relaxing.
每天为 王上啊，倒倒酒，陪王上喝喝酒，挑一些比较好的酒，跟王上介绍一下。那他的工作就是这样。
And he only needs to pour wine for the king and also chat with the king. That's all he needs to do.
啊，这种工作非常好做。
And these kind of jobs very easy to do.
啊，他自己一定有被分配这个宿舍，有很好的薪水，有很好的衣服，很好的地位。
And he was probably paid very well. He has his own place.And he has great status.
如果今天你有这种生活啊，大概你的人生也没有什么好烦恼了。And 你做到老了，可以退休，当退休啊。
And if today we have a life like his, then we won't have nothing to worry about. We just need to worry about our retirement.
啊，但是尼希米呢，就不是这样想法。
But that's not what Nehemiah thought.
他听见有同胞啊，从这个耶路撒冷回来。
Then when he heard that his own people.We're coming back from Jerusalem.
他很有兴趣知道那些同胞在耶路撒冷过得怎么样。
And he was really curious about how his own people were living in Jerusalem.
这个一问，哎呀，不得了，他们很惨。
And when he asked, and then he found out that they were in great distress.
城墙又拆毁。
Now their walls were broken down.
连门都被人家拆下来用火焚烧。
And even the gates were burned with fire.
哇，听了这个消息，他就开心不下去。
And after he heard of this news, he was no longer happy.
第四节
Verse 4.
我听见这话都坐下哭泣悲哀几日在天上的神面前进食祈祷。
Verse 4. So it was when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days.
说耶和华天上的神大而可畏的神啊你向爱你手里诫命的人守约施慈爱愿你睁眼看侧耳听你仆人昼夜在你面前为你众仆人以色列的祈祷承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪。我与我父家都有罪了。
5 And said, I pray, Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome God, you who keep your covenant and mercy with those who love you and observe your commandments, please let your ear be attentive and your eyes open, that you may hear the prayer of your servant, that which I pray before you now, day and night, for the children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sin of children of Israel.
这个耶路撒冷在城，是神的城啊。
And this Jerusalem is God's city.
耶路撒冷被焚烧，被凌辱，尼希米心中就受伤。
When the city is being burned and being refuge, then Nehemiah's heart he felt hurt.
他一点都不看重自己个人的生活。
He really does not value his own life.
他是依神的意思来忧愁。
He's feeling sorrow in godly manner.
因为耶路撒冷受苦，被欺负，神当然就伤心了。
Because when Jerusalem was in distress, of course God would feel sorrow.
所以他就禁食祷告。
So he fasted and prayed.
向神认罪。
And he confessed his sins.
求神怜悯。
So he asked God for forgiveness, mercy.
结果神听他了。
And God listened to him.
派他回去。
Send him back.
重修耶路撒冷的城墙。
Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem.
让这个神的城不再被欺负。
That God's people will not be bullied around.
耶路撒冷预表今天的我们的教会。
And Jerusalem represents the church today.
我们的教会是神的拣选的真教会。
Our church is the church chosen by God, the true church.
这不代表我们是完美的。
But that does not mean that we are perfect.
这个要搞清楚，我们才不会信心不会软弱。
We have to understand this so we do not lose our faith.
耶路撒冷是神的城，没有错。
Jerusalem is God's city.
但是它还没有软弱的时候。
But there
他们有没有软弱的时候呢？
But will there be times that they feel weak?
有啊。
Weak.
因为别人攻击他。
Yes, when it was under attack.
啊，所以呢，城墙就被攻破了。
So the walls were broken.
啊，里面有很多问题。
There were many problems inside.
所以也没有办法重建城墙啊。
So they could not rebuild the walls.
但是这个并不改变耶路撒冷是神的城的这个事实。
Yeah, that does not change the fact that Jerusalem is a city of God.
真教会是神所拣选的教会。
That the true church is chosen by God.
但是我们一样柔软弱。
But we are the same that we will have times of weakness.
甚至有时候很软弱。
And many times that very weak.
会让你很失望。
That you will feel very disappointed.
怎么那么大一个城连城墙都没有啊。
That a city is so big but does not have any walls.
连门都没有啊。
Not even a gate.
人都可以进进出出了随便来了。
That anyone can come in and out.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
这个城还是神的城。
This city is still God's city.
只要你不放弃为这个城祷告。
As long as you don't give up on praying for the city,
神是绝对不会放弃这个城的。
God will never give up on the city.
如果教会里面有多几个像尼希米这样为教会常常祷告。
So if our church we have more people like Nehemiah,
为教会禁止祷告
that fasted and prayed for the church,
为教会的破口禁止祷告哭泣
that pray for the breach in the church,
神就会怜悯教会
then God will sympathize the church,
让教会再次的兴旺
that the church will prosper again.
但是这里说每个人都要承认自己的罪。
But here it says that everyone needs to admit their own mistakes.
这个就是为耶路撒冷来忧愁来祷告。
And that's praying for Jerusalem, being sorrow for Jerusalem.
最后我们来看诗篇第三十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 30.
诗篇第三十篇第五节。
Psalm 30, verse 5.
诗篇第三十篇的第五节
Psalm 30 verse 5
因为他的怒气不过是转眼之间他的恩典乃是一生之久一说素有哭泣造成便必欢呼
5 For his anger is but for a moment His favor is for life Weeping may endure for a night But joy comes in the morning
这句话是圣经里面非常有名的一句话
This verse is very famous in the Bible.
虽然神有时候会生气
that though there are times that God will have his anger,
但是神生气的时间比起他施恩的时间呢、啊、实在太短了。
But the time of his anger is much shorter than the time that he gives blessings.
这当父母骂孩子的时候打孩子的时候很生气
that when the parents are disciplining the children, they were angry.
但是过了又没有是一样，要一样的爱儿女。
But afterwards, they will love the children just the same.
有时候呢，你会哭泣。
So there sometimes that you will cry, you will weep.
为了自己的软弱，为别人的罪，为自己的儿女，为教会的软弱，可能你会哭泣。
Are you weak for your own weaknesses, your others, or church, or your own children?
但是你按照神的意思来忧愁，一定会有欢呼的。
But if you feel sorrow in a godly manner, then there will be joy comes in the morning. May God help us.
唱诗518首.
Sing hymn 518.